This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In New Jersey, a woman recently pleaded not guilty to murdering her brother-in-law. Her alleged murder weapon? A drink made from pineapple juice, maraschino cherries, and several ounces of antifreeze. As in similar past cases, prosecutors say the victim didn't notice anything wrong because antifreeze actually tastes pretty good. Why does something so deadly taste so delicious? Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer.
Ethylene glycol is the ingredient that makes antifreeze tasty. The syrupy alcohol derivative is colorless and odorless and lowers the freezing point of vital engine fluids. Unfortunately, it also has a sweet taste that seems to go well with soda, juice, and other sugary beverages. As many concerned pet owners and parents are well aware, dogs, cats, and kids are prone to lap up puddles of antifreeze left on garage floors. Every year, 90,000 animals and 4,000 children ingest the toxic liquid. If not treated immediately, the consequences of the poisoning can include cardiovascular failure, brain damage, and death. For obvious reasons, there have been many demands for safer, less scrumptious antifreeze. One solution has been the development of alternatives, including one called Sierra, that replace ethylene glycol with propylene glycol, a liquid that's non-toxic enough to be used as a sweetener in children's cough syrup. But it also costs much more. Lawmakers have taken up the cause as well. Oregon and California both require antifreeze makers to add a bittering agent to their products. That makes them unpalatable to pets and children, and one would presume potential murder victims. The city of Albuquerque passed a similar measure in January, nicknamed Scooby's Law, after a local golden retriever was maliciously poisoned with antifreeze. And Congress is currently considering a bill, the Antifreeze Safety Act. It would mandate the addition of a foul-tasting substance to all antifreeze products with more than 10% ethylene glycol.
Slate's Andy Bowers with today's explainer. And if you have a news-related question you'd like answered, send it to explainer@npr.org.